technique and not?
Yeah, pretty much just technique and execution, really, at the end of the day. You just got to make the play. And, you know, obviously they made the plays and we didn't.
Was it one of those deals where things start to, when things start to roll in the wrong direction, guys trying to do too much, that always happens, you find yourself not doing what you're supposed to do?
I don't think that was really the case. I mean, it could get like that. That's, you know, what you don't want to do, then that's when things really get out of hand. But I don't think there was really much of that where guys were forgetting what they needed to do and try to cover up for other guys. I think for the most part, we all did what we needed to do as far as, you know, the defensive call was concerned. But we just, you know, needed to execute better, plain and simple.
You feel 100%? Did you feel 100% during the game?
Yeah, I felt pretty good, and I was glad that, you know, it's obviously this is my first full game back. I didn't feel any stronger or weaker at the end of the game as far as my Achilles is concerned, so that was good.
The one with the tight end, that was just kind of a jump ball. Looked like you had pretty good coverage.
Looking back at it, I probably put myself in bad position from the beginning, just as far as my alignment, but... I was in good position, but, you know, I feel like I keep saying it, but, you know, at the end of the day, he caught it and I didn't get the ball off him. That's, you know, the execution part, that's what it comes down to.
They turned that into a jump ball situation, I
guess. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Especially looking back at the film, the way he threw the ball up, it's kind of one of those deals. You just saw the height mismatch and threw it up there.
Leon, I can't imagine Zim was real happy. Did he have a message for you guys at all today when he came back?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely told us, obviously we didn't play well. He was disappointed, but, you know, that he still had faith in our defense, faith in what he's doing. And, you know, it's kind of a weird week because it's a short week, so it's Wednesday. And, you know, he said that quick, maybe 2 minutes, and we were on to Cleveland. So it's one of those deals where he made sure he told us, about the game on Monday, but at the same time we got to, you know, keep pushing and, you know, get over it and get ready for Cleveland.
You can't put too much emphasis on it, but it is another division game, and I guess maybe there is emphasis on it.
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, the division game, obviously it's the home opener, so it's definitely pretty big.
Did you look at the tape on your own as players yesterday and not as a team today because you get ready for Cleveland?
We didn't get a chance to come together as a team. We had we watched a few cut-ups of the actual game, but we weren't able to watch it front to back as a unit, no.
Any thoughts about going against a rookie quarterback as opposed to somebody like Flacco?
Anytime you play a rookie, you always think, you want to make things as hard on him as possible, obviously. He hasn't seen as much as some of the other veterans in the NFL, so we'll definitely give him some different looks. But at the same time, you know, especially these next couple days of practice, we're just focusing, on our technique and, you know, making the plays that come our way.